in the open floor. Hops incredible.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this.
Woo! Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And it is almost about a perfect balmy 70 degrees. So we decided our lunchtime show would be held on the patio of the famous world-renowned BW3s. It's absolutely gorgeous. So you're just going to have to put up with our third co-host, the friendly little bird, Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the booth.
Yeah, still don't have a big man. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, and still no big man, Steve?
Still no big man. It's 24 hours later.
I mean, I don't know what James Scott is, but I hope he doesn't listen to this show.
He doesn't listen.
The hell are you talking about, no big man?
Well, we only want big man. Like, I'm going to see how I move it.
You
only one.
You only have
next
one.
Only two.
We only have two big men. No. What if two of our big men get in foul trouble, Steve? What are we going to do then?
Yeah, we're screwed. No, but anyways,
we're going to have to go get somebody from the football team. We're going to get Thor.
Thor Griffin. It's like, hey, man, you want to play some?
Thor has to be emergency.
You want to play some basketball?
Man.
I know. No, I'm. We'll talk about some things to watch this week. One's currently at Kentucky right now, and we're going to wait and see if he makes it to campus.
Is your
tomorrow.
Main watch on the Kentucky visit?
For Great Osabor,
yes.
Yeah, right now, because that's a piece. And if he goes to Kentucky, which he's been a heavy favorite to go to Kentucky for a long time.
When you say a long time, what do you mean a long
time?
Well,
pretty much since
he entered the transfer portal.
Since he entered the portal, okay. Mark Pope was one of the first names out there on him. Mark Pope's from that Mountain West Conference. It's like multiple birds now. It's like they're flocking.
They're birds, Steve.
I know, but
they're birds chirping.
Yeah, but it went from one to
no,
seven.
They've always been out here. They're just hanging out. You just didn't hear them. You weren't paying attention. It's like recruiting.
Yeah,
you
listen, fair enough. I
when
like
you
this.
Don't know that they're there, mm-hmm. You don't notice them. But once you know that we're going after them, once you know they're there,
yeah.
And once you know they're available,
we woke up.
All of a sudden, you can't tolerate them.
I know. We woke them up. So now they're like, okay, let's go.
Let's talk.
Let's get it. No, but seriously, yeah, man.
With that, listen, I have to do this.
Okay.
The other night, Steve, about 12:30 Sunday night, there were some birds outside my window.
Oh, no.
I opened it up, and I'm like, since when do birds go full conversation at 12:30 at night? I don't remember that happening unless there was like one of those midnight storm tornadoes and they were like giving each other the heads up, like like that's the only time I remember just
so
hearing
it made you think like what's going on
what
here?
Is going on
yeah,
like
yeah
because listen it was unseasonably well it is spring but it was really warm
yeah
it was just really nice outside and I'm like I feel you birds like maybe y'all just up late and enjoying it your mom let you stay up at night
sure
you're kicking it.
The text line today, we'll have to have Nick go in and maybe check on it some. We don't have the text line
Twitter
here.
Twitter is the text line.
Yeah, Twitter, text line, 8150-939. Give us a ring. We got a lot to talk about. But, yeah, I mean, that also I'll start there. I mean, that's where my eyes are. Is
what's the big deal with Great Osborne?
Well, I mean, he would fit what we need really, really well. And he's a big which, I mean, right off the top is what we need. But even the way he plays would fit us really well. Now, he's at Kentucky.
When you say plays and fits us very well, like I said, I'm trying to paint a picture to give people the importance.
Yeah.
Is he, like, what separates him from a lot of just good big men that still might be out there.
Look, you know what's sad? I'm like, I don't want to do it too much because I think he's going to go to Kentucky. So, like, I don't hype him up too much.
No, because it's all about fit.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, we'd be, I mean, we'll take him.
He's a takeable athlete.
Yeah, I mean, he's decent, you know. No, he's a really good player. And he's a guy that he's a garbage man. And, I mean, he won Mountain West Player of the Year.
Now you're driving down his value already.
I know.
Your first thing is he's a garbage man. And so what if I just spin it and say, Steve, are we missing a garbage man? Are we missing? Is that the missing link? The high-energy garbage man?
I actually think so. It's kind of why I wanted Trey Townsend. That's why I think Great Awesome Board would be a great get. A guy like that.
Thank you for the coffee, by the way.
Yeah, no, big body. By the way, she looked at me like I had seven heads when I said red. I was like, no, it's a thing. She was like, oh.
Wait, so she didn't know about it?
No. We'll talk about that in a second. Because, but anyways, there was he's there. Now, word on the street is he's got a couple guys that are committed there.
Is he having a good time?
Agent. I don't know. I mean, people, they were at Malone's, apparently. I just want Louisville to get a shot.
The same Malone's that?
What, that Adu Thiero? And, yeah. Yes, that same one. I just want Louisville to get a shot. Because I think Louisville, look, if he comes and visits Louisville and he ends up going to Kentucky, so be it. But my thing is, I think with Kentucky already having a couple bigs signed, Louisville now, as of yesterday, with Quaintance officially off the board, has a lot of open money. Louisville's got a lot of playing time at his position.
You're still talking about this money thing like it's so transactional. And I'm just still uncomfortable with you talking
about
it.
No, I am too. It sucks that it's like that. But Jaden Quaintance showed you yesterday it's very much a transactional thing. Not with all the kids. I don't think every kid's
just
like
the
that.
The ones we want.
But anybody that's worth a crap, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's very much a transactional thing.
There's probably a 200,000 flat rate window.
Yeah.
Yeah, just plus a little bonus here and there, a little right. extra deal. And there's a couple of guys that are
yeah, that, and they're looking for their money. I mean, or you can luck into a kid. Like, for instance, Kentucky's going to get a kid today from Dayton that basically UConn didn't want.
Wait, so Kentucky's getting a kid from Dayton?
Yes.
That UConn didn't want. So, why did we mention UConn?
Last week, Kentucky has a kid on campus. His name's like Aiden Mahaney, right?
Okay.
He's on Kentucky's campus.
Last week?
Just this weekend.
Okay.
Danny Hurley calls him. He commits to Kentucky. Or, I'm sorry, he commits to UConn.
The Dayton kid?
Yeah. No. The kid, Aiden Mahaney kid.
Okay.
Okay, from St. Mary's. He goes to UConn. Danny Hurley's like, I want that guy. So then the kid, the other kid, the Dayton kid, He put out a list and like it was kind of like, yeah, none of these schools are actually like, you know.
Did he pull a Penny Boone?
A little bit. And then it was like, okay, well, he's going to check out UConn. He's a shooter. I mean, he's a shooter, which is very valuable. I'm not knocking him. He's a really good shooter. That's kind of all he is. He's a shooter, you know. Mm-hmm. So anyways, he goes, UConn's like, yeah, actually, we already got this guy. And then we signed another 5-star. We're good. So he had already taken Kentucky off his list. So he's like, well, crap. What am I going to do now? So he flew into Kentucky last night and is committing this morning. Like, I don't have anywhere else to go. Like, you know, so I'm going to go to Kentucky, I guess. So that you can back into a kid like that, which happens. And it works.
Is Kentucky celebrating?
Oh yeah, they're gonna celebrate everybody, I would imagine, which is as they should. I mean, you know, they have 4 or 5 dudes. So now I can deal with a guy not picking us. What I'm hoping doesn't happen is in the next 24 hours, Great Osabor pulls for Kentucky and doesn't even check out what Louisville has.
Right.
Cause I would imagine Kentucky is doing everything they can to keep him off of Louisville's campus.
Yeah, you gotta commit before you get over there.
Yes. Cause if he gets here, I think Louisville's got a nice setup to offer.
And you still don't think that Pope is shrewd enough to say,
go to Louisville so he can get that win over.
No, I mean,
it's not time to play around like that.
He needs to worry more about beating. You know what you can't do is go in and start losing to Louisville. So, I mean, okay. That one's a heavy Kentucky lean.
Already.
So, yeah, I mean, if he comes to Louisville and picks Kentucky, it's like, well, he's been leaning Kentucky ever since the beginning. I mean, everybody's projected him at Kentucky. So, you know, like, no, nobody's real worried about that. But, yeah, I mean, he's kind of the next one to watch. And then, of course, you'll –
So, in your mind, when you're hunting right now, you're saying big man, garbage man. So are you saying a 6'11 and up? And a 6'9 garbage man?
That's what I would like. By the way, Jeff Goodman is reporting that he is expected to take that Louisville visit. So that was 8 minutes ago. He's also going to visit Texas Tech and Washington.
Uh-oh.
So.
Floor is open.
Yeah. You want to get him in here, though, man. You want to get him in here and get a shot at him.
Does that make you feel better that he's taking those other two visits?
Yeah. Because I think he'll definitely take that Louisville visit if those are set up. And I just feel like, man, when you look at what those other teams have to offer and what Louisville has to offer, it feels like, man, Louisville's going to be able to look at him and say, I'm not telling a 16-year-old he's going to play every minute he wants. I will tell Great Osabor, probably going to get most of the minutes at four spot because he's a four. I think he'd be a four.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's kind of your big – okay, so when we say bigs, you just need some
– Yeah, I just need some bigs.
Some paint depth.
I'll play small ball
See,
with
– I didn't know if you were saying center bigs, like true center bigs.
I would like
or
it.
Or big, you know, big guys.
Well, like, okay, for instance, I think everybody would love Norchad Omier. You know, what? How tall is he? I think he's
6'9".
I think he's like 6'9". Yeah, you know, which is –
Okay, when you're thinking about the makeup of your roster, are you putting your roster against UConn and Purdue? Because that's what we tend to do. You tend to take the last year's championships.
Norchad Omier is listed at 6'7".
How do we get there? Yeah. Are you doing that? Like, are you putting your team out against UConn? How do we get to where UConn is?
Yes.
Okay.
I was wondering. I'm looking at the trends.
How am I going to stop?
The last
on.
Yeah, right.
And
the last two Final Fours. That's usually what I do.
Are you trying to stop Connecticut or Zach Edey?
No, Zach Edey is a specialty.
Yeah, he's like, yeah,
they're not going to be there, but there will be a lot of the other guys. And you're saying, okay, how do I put together a roster that looks somewhat like that? That's what I want to look like.
Or be able to stop it.
Yeah.
Or be able to stop it. Or make them have to stop us.
Sure.
Have to have something to make them be able to stop us.
And do they fit what Pat Kelsey wants to do? Because he can go get a bunch of players, and if they don't fit the system he runs, like, for instance, I'm watching last night. I watched Alabama Charleston again last night, the second half, and you've got a big, okay, we all love lumber, you know, a big, tall, big, but is what Pat Kelsey likes to do, okay, out of bounds play. They throw it into one wing. Of course, people can't see me do it with my hands, so you just have to envision this.
He's on a patio.
Yeah, there's a down screen. The center goes up to the corner. Kobe Rogers, who's another name I want to talk about today, whose name has been coming up a lot from College of Charleston. Rogers gets the ball. Big man sets a screen, slips it. Rogers dishes it off to him, dunks it. A big lumbering center can't do that.
Right.
So that's where I need to find a guy who I don't know that a Zach Edey type is going to be what we need. Now, while it would be great, again – Ali Khalifa, I'll be honest with you, if it wasn't – I would look at Ali Khalifa very side-eye on this team if he wasn't such an excellent passer.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Because his game doesn't seem like it fits.
How does he relate to some of the bigs you saw on College of Charleston? not necessarily athletic, but kind of lumbery, yeah, good yeah, passer,
yes,
good body position,
but can move.
Yep, yep.
I mean, you know, solid. Yeah, yeah. And I would look at him though, and I'll be honest with you, he's a little bigger, a little less mobile. Now, of course, you look at some of his film and you realize he's been playing with a knee injury, but a little less mobile. I would probably say, I don't know, Pat, that might have been somebody you just took. But if you have a specialty, he's probably the best passing big man in the country. I'm like, okay, you take that.
And he's looking to pass.
Absolutely.
And he stretches. I'm telling you.
But man, you look at him, some of his best passes, this is the come from where? The top of the key.
That's where most of his effectiveness comes from.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So
that's where Klingon for UConn camped out at.
Yeah.
Throwing that high, that these high stretch passes.
It just opens the floor.
Yeah.
Because a big has to guard him because he can shoot.
Steve, if I bet you Coach Kelsey is saying, if we got something, you're going to have to hurry up.
Who, with
with Khalifa?
You know, I still question the Khalifa thing. I know they said he's having like a scope, and then he's – I heard Mark Ennis talking about this yesterday, and I was like, dude, I'm so with you. They were like, I think Ennis was like, they're lying.
I was like, that's what I said. I know. That's what I like. Yeah, I'm telling you, because there is no.
Like, I think there's a chance he could be out.
There is zero risk in saying, somebody's having surgery in off season, you want to pull that pressure off of.
Well,
public pressure.
And the perception. Well, I mean, you know, all these great things are happening, and then you get into the season. It's like, well, Khalifa might not be able to play. Well, he might not be. Oh, is he going to play? Nope. Well, he's not playing.
The Steve's of the world.
Yeah. Like, I want my fresh new toy, you know? And it's like, nah, well, he's not going to play. Just say it now. If you know, hey, he's having a scope, and then he's going to have surgery. That surgery, he might be better by.
That, you know what the surgery has to be? There's only one surgery that he could be getting. The microfracture surgery. You remember a couple years back, They were talking about that, and it was like Derrick Rose, and like those guys were getting drilled holes through their kneecap, and that was taking like a long time.
Sure.
Now, if I hear microfracture knee surgery,
yeah,
because that was the one that was really keeping people out.
And he did play on it last year, so that's why it's like it might be something.
But that's what the microfracture surgery was.
Yeah, like, absolutely,
people were playing on it. It was like. Like Kawhi Leonard might have got it, you know. Just like I said, it's within the last 10 years that they were saying, "Hey, this is the way you like really shut it down, and the chance to get a second career is by having that surgery."
Yeah.
Now, if I hear that, I'm gonna say, "Cool." Until then, any scopes, any because look, at this point, like
the allergies, we're outside, we're getting old.
I don't.
As soon as we bring, I can see all the dust particles in the air. I'm like, oh. It's terrible. Oh, man.
Steve, stop saying that.
I know. Sorry.
And I can't blame it on BW3s. So I just got it.
No, it's just like it happens.
Just give me one more cop, Steve.
Yeah, no. Oh, there it is. There it is.
That sucked.
Right into the microphone.
I see. Yes. So. Microfracture, I'll shut it down.
Yeah.
Anything else, man? Because it's like people are halfway coming back from Achilles tears in seven, 8 months.
Oh, yeah.
And what are we talking? February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. It's April.
Yeah. I mean, unless he's having a year, a surgery that's going to keep him out a year, you know.
Is he way too much? Is that going to slow down?
It could.
How old is he? He's like 26.
I don't think so. He's only been in college 2 years.
No, I thought he was a four-year guy.
Is he? I thought he had like 2 years left. I thought he played a year at Charlotte and a year at BYU.
Okay. Well, he's probably 27.
He might
be. No foreigner is under 27.
Yeah, well, in my mind, they're not.
Steve. Speaking of, I had a slobbering, crying laugh, and it was one of those AAU be like, right? And it got this kid. I mean, he just dominated. It's probably like 15 and under, right?
Yeah.
This dude is out here just transitioning, just Michael Jordan just went there. He's mushing kids out the way, right? But here's the part that just I literally die, Steve. I mean, just imagine Paw,
yeah,
getting the Marlboros out and just.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he started tapping his Marlboros. And he was like doing the handshake line. And he was smoking a cigarette. And then he went to his car. He unlocked his car and he told the dude, he said, "Put your stuff behind the baby seat." Man, you are not 15. It's like, you are not 15 years old.
And that's AAU. Mm. Oh, yeah, my gosh. But
yeah, speaking of ages, it's just like, I don't know what we're doing with the,
yeah,
with the ages and all that. I tell you, we'll keep Nikki on schedule. Take a quick commercial break.
What's up, man?
Reset the show. 99 the Ville.
I see your dirty face, high behind your collar. What is done in vain? Truth is hard to swallow, so you pray to God. Justify the way you live a lie, live a lie, live a lie. And you take your time, and you do
Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maven. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Although the temperature out here is absolutely perfect. Although the patio and the breeze is flowing, it's still a good time to remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one can have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios, for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Give me the backstory on the red eye. Really quick.
Okay.
Or you didn't have to be quick. No rush.
Well, no. It was.
We're waiting for announcements.
Yeah. Right. Which we have time. Which Kentucky just got one that may be great for us. Like that pun.
That was an accident.
I see what you did there.
Like that. We'll see. So,
wait a minute, Nikki. Do you know what a red eye is?
Yeah, it's what I get when I it's like a late night, like all night flight or something like that, right?
A red eye coffee?
Oh, I have no idea what that is. I don't know. Is that some newfangled thing the kids are doing with their, you know, Tide Pods and stuff?
Close.
This is what happened, Steve. I pulled up at the coffee shop.
Okay.
Last week while you were on vacation, I just said, "Hey, I'm stopping to get a coffee. Ain't got to worry about Steve.
Right?
I'm gonna be preaching all day."
Yeah, yeah.
So I look at the board and I say, "What's the most expensive thing on the board?"
Right.
And I saw red eye.
Okay.
I said, "I'll try it." And then, you know, apparently it's a thing. Louis Rabeau, who's our house coffee
aficionado. Can I ask where you was? For this segment only, I need to know where you were.
Yes, it Heine Brothers.
The Tiny Heine.
Yes.
Over there.
Yeah.
Somewhere far away.
Yes.
In another country.
Roughly.
Sorry.
Heine Brothers.
Yes.
And I saw it on the thing. I said, "Let's go with it." I enjoyed it.
Okay.
And then first Louis said something about it. Like he said, that's a nice,
yeah,
nice little blend. And then Phil Baker said his lady, wife,
lady friend.
I was gonna say lady.
So Phil Baker's lady friend.
Listen, in the delegation, it's just
not his wife.
Either little mama or
his other lady friend.
I say little mama.
Sorry, Lauren, if you're listening.
Lady friend or old lady.
Okay.
What would Charity do? We say my old lady.
Whatever.
Deal with it. Okay. Lauren asked Phil about it. He liked it too. Okay, so now Red Eye's been a thing. Now I'm listening.
So Marcus texts me this morning. He's like, hey, large Red Eye if you're stopping to get a coffee. So everybody knows the jokes, which probably isn't jokes I should make, but I make about Marcus's eyes when they get red sometimes.
That's pretty funny.
So I saw that text and I thought he was saying, I got the red eyes. I need a coffee. And I was like, oh, okay, you know, whatever. I was like, I guess. And then I started reading it and I'm like, maybe, you know how sometimes you'll type in something and it will correct it to red eye. You're like, what? So finally I called him and I was like, hey, did you autocorrect? Like, you just want a large hot coffee, right? So anyways, he gives me the story he just gave you. So I pull up, I go to 7 Brew. That's kind of my coffee of choice right now. You know, I drink all of them. But
By the way, we are looking for a partnership.
We are looking for a coffee partnership.
Hey.
So that would be fantastic because we will literally stop every day.
Yeah, if you're listening.
And we'll do shows at your place.
And we will do coffee shows. Or
anywhere else if you want to have us out. Just contact us. We're very easy. We're very mobile. So we can just come out.
I got standards.
Well, yeah, fair enough. Just takes the dinner first. but no, so I stopped there and I'm like, do you guys have red eye coffee?
See, you messed up right there. You messed up. Like, listen, you got to say it like it's already a thing, Steve. You have to say it with some force. Like, make them feel like, it went through the computer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, that was loud. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. I didn't know I could do that.
New device detected. Marcus's phone.
You know what that means?
That's scary.
We can play stuff right off the computer, and we don't need Nick for anything else.
Oh, my God. Nick could just – we can fire Nick.
You mean I'd be free? Oh, my God. Just kidding. I miss you guys.
Yeah. You got to say red eye, please. You got to say it more forceful than that. It'll make them question if they know what they're doing.
That's fair, but let me explain the vibe at 7 Brew. The vibe at 7 Brew is it's usually college kids. Mm-hmm. And it's very loose. They've got music playing. They have a playlist. You know, you're pulling through. I love how they do things because they it's like a Sonic feel, like where they serve you. They bring the stuff out, you know, and stuff. So I pull up there. And just I can already tell, like, you know, they do a good job at conversing with you and stuff like that. And I'm like, do you have red eye? And she was like, what? I was like, it's stupid. I was like, so then I went full heel on Marcus. I was like, I got a buddy who, like, he's like, I'm like, I'm getting him coffee. I get him coffee like all the time. And
you just threw it. I'm like, your name Marcus Maben.
Yeah, I'm like, his name's Marcus Maben. He'll be driving through here, and I told her,
Google him.
Yeah,
it's jerk.
I was like, here's his license plate number if you see him. But I was I did tell her that I was like, I got a buddy who's like a real bougie coffee drinker, and she was like, no, we just have normal 7 Brew blend. I was like, yeah, he'll be fine with that. So needless to say, I brought him a large coffee, but now I know what red eye is. But it was funny because when I saw that tweet, I was like, yeah. I saw your text, I was like, yeah, there we go, man.
Just to clean up, speaking of the last subject of the red eye situation, I turned it to my dad in 48 hours, right?
Okay.
I've been so upset with my dad over the last year, probably, right?
Goodman's saying, sorry, let me break in here for a second.
It's not important what I'm talking about. No. Just my relationship is falling apart with my father, and I was getting ready to divulge all of it. But go ahead.
Really? No, yeah.
But,
well, you know what? Shout out Middletown Police.
good thing Goodman.
Yeah. Yeah. Pops will be okay. All right. So, anyways, Goodman's saying, replying to one Justin Sofaro.
Okay.
Goodman is saying that Osibor is out for UK now.
Ooh. You thought that might be the case.
Justin Sofaro said, so Carr and Garrison, is Asabor out, or is UK and U of L going to be guards versus bigs in December? Which is funny because I hate that Sofrel stole that, because I was going to make that joke today. So thanks, Justin, for taking that. But because it was kind of feeling like, man, Kentucky's landing nothing but bigs and we're landing nothing but guards. Like, y'all want to just join up and create a super team? We'll just crush everybody.
That's how you do an AAU. Who's gonna
be? Yeah, I know.
But we got to get out of head coach, right?
Yeah, yeah. But so Goodman though is saying that, and then he replied to it that Asabor would be out for Kentucky. So that's something to watch. Man, that would be so big.
Listen, that's a tea leaf falling the way you were hoping for.
Yeah, that would be big, man, if that happened. So anyways, just something, again, that's not the gospel.
Okay, are you going to do the thing where you say, well, he's just scared to compete, so I don't want him? if they sign a big man.
No, he's the Mountain West Player of the Year. No, I want him. I want him bad. Pay that man. Whatever you were willing to give Jaden Quaintance,
he'll be worth it.
He's worth it. Give him that.
Just take what you have, all your chips on the table.
Great, because apparently his parents have flown over. That's why he's taking these visits back to back.
Okay, get him
from England.
Okay,
so his parents are here. So I look at them and say, what is it going to take you to not leave this campus?
Just taking the parents to Norton Commons,
right?
We'll just sit you up here.
Yeah, we got you. You want a spot here? You know, live with whoever you want. And...
just do what you do.
Sorry, so you and your dad?
Oh, no. Here's the thing. Okay, I have to be empathetic to Pops Maven. He's older, right?
Of course.
But I watched him. Listen, Steve, far be it for you to ever question a seasoned gentleman's validity of their health.
Oh, absolutely.
But last time he came here, Steve, he checked his blood pressure.
You said you were worried about him.
I was worried about
him. You called me and said, I'm a little nervous about dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. I'm pulling the curtain back a little bit. That's not a joke. That was serious.
Okay.
We had that.
It was serious, Steve. But here's the problem. At some point, you're like, okay, dad, like, this is obsessive now. Right?
Yeah.
And this is what happened, Steve. I'm going to tell you. He's being a bit dramatic.
Okay.
And, you know, like I said, you know how parents get sometimes they're, well, I don't got much time left on here, so
yeah.
I'm going to just get out.
It's like, yeah.
Okay, that's a conversation. It's serious, but you're joking around about it. This is what happened, Steve. I slid a bottle of Sky across the table, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it perfectly hit the corner of the stove. It clink, you know?
Yeah.
And he was like, and he like jumped, and I'm like, dad. And listen, and then every conversation turned into, you know, Dr. said, I can't have any excitement. So, you know. And
oh,
then,
no.
Yeah, and then it was like, okay, yeah. Dad, that wasn't.
It's like, if you're living that way, dad, you're already dead. You died already.
But listen, everything I do.
They're just waiting to bury you at this point.
Listen, I changed the channel, right? I'm telling you, it was like a Louisville game that came.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, Marcus, you know, doctor said I can't be messing with, you know, that sports thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, dad, like, we're going to have to talk.
Listen, it's funny because since we're doing parent interventions really quick, you guys know my mom just went through a stint of lung cancer, right? So she took – and some – I mean, this is a very serious thing, but the annoying part is coming up. So my dad went ahead and took early retirement. He was close anyways. He's like, look, I'm all in on this.
Yeah, gets most of it.
Yeah. So, yeah. So anyways, because you never know, you know. Well, mom did chemotherapy, some things. It really messed her. She had neuropathy in her feet and stuff already. It really messed her feet and hands up. Mm-hmm. Like, she's going to have to do severe physical therapy. And they're like, she can't walk on her own very well anymore. So, I mean, you know, that is all very, very serious. They argue more than anybody, any couple has ever argued on planet Earth, dude. And I'm like,
and you're watching it.
And I'm sitting over there and I'm like, this is my mother who is, I mean, 100 pounds lighter now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I mean, she's been through it. And my dad, who's doing his thing. Yeah. And like, I go over there and I'm like, I have no sympathy at all
for either one.
I'm like, y'all are annoying as piss, man. Like they fight all the time now, and I'm like,
just picking each other. Do they bicker?
Yeah, look, and to your point, my mom's over there. You know, she gets mad. She's like, "Well, I don't even know how long I got left now." You know, and they're doing that, and I'm like,
"That's it. You're gonna lose that. You're gonna lose anybody who's willing to go there." It's like,
I know. I'm like, "Mom, you've lost feeling in your hands and feet. Like, can we all get on the same page here? Like, is this?
I'm like, Dad.
Is this necessary right now?
I'm like, Dad. You cannot check your blood pressure every 17 minutes. Mm-hmm. I can't sit around here with you and watch you. And then he does this. He gets on the couch, Steve, and he like tries to almost settle down like he's going to sleep.
Yeah.
To try to get the lowest blood pressure. And
he's a military guy too. So
I've never seen him like this. He's intentionally trying to drop it. And I'm like, okay, Dad, like, listen, I feel you.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Yeah.
But we can't do this. But here's the problem, Steve.
Okay.
Here's the biggest, here's the dismount to all this.
Okay.
I got those high readings the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what, Steve? Ever since then, I've had the lowest blood pressures out of it. So listen, for 48 hours, Steve, I was ready to make a complete lifestyle change.
Yeah.
Listen,
beats, man. It's all about beats.
I got home, Steve, from the show yesterday, and I checked my blood pressure no less than 42 times. I checked it before I went to bed, when I got up, before I had a cocktail last night.
Yeah.
I just kept on checking, and I got all these low readings, and I'm like, maybe I was just fine. Maybe I just was spiked yesterday or something like that. So now I'm ready to like live life again.
Yeah.
Like my blood pressure went down. I got a second lease on life.
Yeah. No, that sounds like, about right.
Yeah. So BW3s.
Yeah. Here we go.
Oh, so, okay. So your processing of the next 24 to 48, is it going to be rivalry centric or wait, let me speak of rivalry centric. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. I was watching the rise and fall. Actually, do you know the YouTube, when you got to leave it playing and you fall asleep, it just keeps going and has a mind of its own? I ended up the beef between Mussolini and the original like five mafia families in Sicily.
Right.
Right. Steve, it just started talking in my ear, right?
Sure.
As I'm sleeping. And, you know, that's where I heard the phrase, the enemy of the enemy is my friend. I guess that was one of their origins or whatever. So, Steve, the enemy of my enemy is obviously Calipari, right?
Yeah.
He's now the enemy of my enemy. Yesterday, you and I kind of talked about the Calipari is supposed to get a wave of guys, right? Last night I went down the road of him artificially boosting up the names that are about to drop.
Yeah.
Do you believe that's possible, or do you think he's really about to go on a big run?
No.
You always look for the trap, you know, with him. You always look for the angle, the behind the scenes. So I'm like, how much of that is he really about to pop? And it's like, who would know that he's just really about to go on some big run? How much do you believe that?
I believe it quite a bit. I mean, he got a crystal ball this morning for John L. Davis, who's the number one player in the portal.
From FAU.
Yeah.
John L. Davis, didn't he try to go to Michigan and couldn't get in?
And he couldn't get in. Yeah.
Is that he said, I'm going to Arkansas.
Yeah, he's like, I'm just going to Arkansas.
where I'm not going to have to deal with admissions.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, where that's not going to be a thing anymore.
So Big Z, so I don't have to deal with.
Right.
With Big Z situations. If I get a guy to commit here, he's going to play.
I know. Yeah.
I think that was in his contract. Look, if anybody comes up academically ineligible, I'm leaving.
Yeah, I'm out of here. I'm gone. Yeah, it done.
You can't expect me to compete at this level if you can't do something like give me some academic waivers.
Yeah.
I want five a year.
Yeah. Simple as that.
I want five academic waivers.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the update?
Nothing.
You have your
I've got something. I've got a thing to take care of at the house.
Okay. You know, sometimes when we're doing a show,
you
gotta get into the okay. Let me see. I think I'm gonna unfollow the Twitter portal thing.
Okay.
I think it's driving me crazy.
That's fair.
You can't wake up and just see all these people that's getting in the portal. Like every single day, you just so and so. It's like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
Who is this guy? And it's like, I go crazy.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
So, do you look at?
I like Pops's idea. At the end of the basketball season, everybody's in the pool.
This.
Everyone's in the portal.
Wait, say that again, Nikki. Steve is going to excuse himself for a second. Let me listen to you again, Nikki.
Oh no, no worries. No, I'm saying like I like Pops's idea of just at the end of the season, everybody's in the portal, and then
that's inevitable, right?
Yeah, just everybody is in the portal, and then you only focus on the people as they leave the portal. Because wringing of hands and gnashing of teeth, are they going to go? Will they stay? Will they go? Just everyone's in the portal, and then we just find out where they go when they leave.
You know what, Nikki? Here's the thing, and you can play out after I drop this bit of education, Nikki. The portal. Let me ratify your amendments or whatever. If you're a starter, you're automatically in the portal.
Yeah, you know what? I kind of like that.
If you've started more than half of the games, you're automatically in the portal. Because here's the thing. I know there's a lot of people that are not going to want to be in the portal.
Yeah, that's true. But what about guys like six men that like come off the bench, Dillingham and Shepherd?
What's gonna happen? Like, there's gonna be we'll just go. Okay, because Steve is gone, I'm not gonna let him set this one up on you. There's gonna be a crowd of bleeding hearts that once you start doing portal, it's gonna turn into an auction. Can you imagine the PR nightmare of the portal auctioning the minute the season ends?
Yeah.
45, 35, 45, 45, yeah. 55, 55, 55, 65, 65, 65, sold to the Yukon Huskies. Next up, we have a 22-point-a-game, 6'7".
Yeah, right.
75, 45, 45, 35, 35, 35, 25, 25, 15, 15, 15, 15, sold. Jesus. They're going to have to restructure the NCAA.
Yeah, something's going to have to happen.
Yeah.
Because you're totally right. I mean, besides the fact that when you were doing that, you were going lower. going backwards. Yeah, you were doing less money.
Because that player sucked.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. That makes sense now.
I was intentionally going, do we got 10? Sold.
Got you. Okay. Now I got you.
And your ego can't recover. Oh, man.
Hell no. 15. Yeah, no, seriously, that's just a shot right in the pills.
God, nothing's going to tear up these locker rooms faster than people talking about their money.
Seriously. Let's be honest. Everybody talks. I mean, if I was, I wouldn't say it, but I would say it. You know what I'm saying? Like, all of a sudden.
And some are going to show it. And some are not going to show.
Also true, yeah. And then when you find out what the ones that aren't showing it are worth, you're going to be doubly pissed off. Wait a minute, so-and-so is getting that much money?
I know. That'll ruin it. Yeah, go ahead and play us out.
He's averaging 2 points more than me a game.
Listen, Steve is
and getting five
off.
More minutes of play.
I don't know what just happened to him. He looks like he's in a rage. I don't think we'll see Steve for the rest of the show.
Uh-oh.
I hope
everything's okay.
He's not in trouble. 939 Neville.